USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
President Trump raising more than a few eyebrows in an interview that aired last night in which he said he'd accept dirt on political foes if it was offered by a foreign government.
It's not an interference. They have information. I think I'd take it.
That from the ABC News interview, California Senator and Democratic presidential hopeful Kamala Harris reacts.
He is yet again open to the idea of working with foreign governments to undermine the integrity of our election system. It's outrageous, and it tells me the guy just doesn't understand the job and can't do it very well.
Dozens of officers injured during a protest in Memphis last night after law enforcement killed a man who was wanted on multiple warrants. When they tried to stop him, he rammed his vehicle into squad cars and then got out of his with a weapon. After they killed him, a crowd gathered to protest the shooting and things turned violent. This is USA Radio News.
This report is brought to you by Bank of America. A new survey found that Gen Z is not dragging their feet when it comes to home ownership. Nearly 60% of Gen Z wants to buy a home in the next 5 years, before the age of 30. This isn't just wishful thinking, as more than half have already started saving to achieve this goal. The latest Bank of America Home Buyer Insights report also found that if gifted $5,000, 80% of Gen Zers would rather save it for a down payment than spend it on their dream wedding. Kathy Cummings, Senior Vice President, Homeownership Solutions and Strategic Relationships, Bank of America.
Current homeowners' belief that owning a home is worth it is motivating prospective Gen Z home buyers to follow in their footsteps. Gen Z recognize they may face challenges, but that's not stopping them from taking actionable steps, such as getting a second job or making sacrifices, like moving in with their parents or in-laws to save for a down payment.
For more, visit bankofamerica.com/homebuyersreport.
Police in the Dominican Republic say the man who shot former Boston Red Sox star David Ortiz is in custody, as Dominican National Police say the gunman was part of a larger group that was offered the equivalent of $8,000 to stage a hit on Ortiz. Five people have been arrested so far. Reports are that the gunman also lived in Paterson, New Jersey in 2017 and remains wanted there for two violent muggings. Ortiz was ambushed on Sunday night at a bar in his hometown of Santo Domingo. He's now been flown back to Boston, where he's getting medical treatment and is expected to recover. Russian lawmakers say Moscow could be forced to retaliate if President Trump follows through on a promise to deploy U.S. forces to Poland after the president told the Polish president yesterday he'd send 1,000 troops there to deter any possible military aggression by Russia. First-time jobless claims rose slightly last week from the week before, and this is USA Radio News.
Hi, I'm Wayne Allyn Root, the conservative warrior. My show War Now airs every day right here on USA Radio from 6 to 9 p.m. Eastern. I'm also the star of the Wayne Allyn Root Show on Newsmax TV, reaching over 50 million homes. But my favorite role is speaker extraordinaire. I was opening speaker at many Donald Trump for President events. I speak at Republican, conservative, and college GOP events, and I'm available to be the star at your next event. Contact me to arrange for a Wayne Root keynote speech. Call toll-free 888-444-ROOT. That's 888-444-ROOT. Or email wayneroot@gmail.com.
A Los Angeles County Sheriff's deputy shot in a random attack on Monday night has died. Joseph Solano, 50 years old, had been in grave condition ever since a Utah man reportedly shot him in the head as he was awaiting fast food at a Jack in the Box restaurant while off duty. The alleged shooter, Rhett Nelson, is accused of opening fire on a downtown L.A. street and again inside that fast food restaurant. The shootings actually left two people dead, counting the deputy. A bill is now moving through Congress that would permanently extend funding for the 9/11 Victims Compensation Fund. The House Judiciary Panel voting unanimously on the bill yesterday. It needs to pass the Congressional Budget Office before it can get a full vote in the House, but it is expected to pass. Tennessee authorities identifying an 18-year-old man who they say was secretly living in the attic of someone's house. Officials say Matthew Castro would sneak out of the attic at night to be with the 14-year-old girl who lived in that house. The girl's mother found the teenager when she came home and spotted him at the top of the stairs. He ran to the girl's room and then disappeared, but police came and found him in the attic, which had a door to the girl's closet. And Ford is now recalling over 1 million Explorers over a suspension issue. It covers model years 2011 through 2017, about 1.2 million of those SUVs. And for USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.